We often get comments about news topics here on Friday Feedback. In this past week, it seems as if nearly all were about our music. Abigail Lanier wrote, "I enjoy the quality programming on WHQR, but one of the things I always enjoy listening for is the music between programming. I like to try and pick out the music bed under WHQR's hosts while they're announcing the time or weather. Recently, I've been so excited to hear such composers as Michael Dana and Rob Simonson. High five to whomever selects such music." Jennifer Thurston wrote, "I would love to share that classical music with Jamila is my new unofficial go-to therapy. Jamila's soothing voice and steady flow of calming music has been a wonderful addition to my world. Please feel free to share with her that she has acquired another dedicated listener." And a big thank you goes to Kate Brandis for letting me know I can stream WHQR from your website. WHQR is a big step up from iHeartRadio on my iPhone. And Jason Keppert wrote, "Hi, I would like to praise Jamila and the staff for sneaking in music from the Hobbit film. I believe film is often overlooked as a wonderful source of orchestral music. I encourage Jamila and others to please consider including more film scores to the lineup. I hope maybe to hear a little more film score in the future." Actually, Abigail and Jason, it's Bob Workman who programs our daytime classical music, so we give a tip of the Hobbit hat to them. Well, on second thought, maybe Hobbits don't wear hats, do they? Paul Mancuso wrote, "I was listening to NPR on my way home from work Thursday around 6:30 p.m., and the radio host that was on the air was outstanding. I didn't catch her name, but I know she was filling in for someone. I normally only listen to the news on my way home, but because it was later, I lucked out and heard her program and was completely entertained. She was very laid back, the music she picked was original and interesting, and you could really hear her personality." Well, Paul, that was graduate fellow Michelle Crouch, who was filling in for most of this week for George Scheibner.
Hello, this is Mark Hancock from Little River, and I just want to congratulate Bob Workman for his hard work. I'm listening right now to the Brahms Serenade, Opus 11, which I've never heard played on the radio before, and he really came up with the gem this time. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Listener Julianne wrote, "Will you be getting Snap Judgment on the radio? I wrote to Julianne that we are always open to program changes, but don't have any immediate plans for this program, one of NPR's newer offerings that has been getting considerable buzz. We encourage listeners to get in touch with us with any suggestions you may have. Next week, I'll have more information for you about how you can participate in our Spring 2014 survey. In fact, if you attend tonight's concert featuring Sunday Baroque host Suzanne Bona, you can be the first one to fill out the survey. We'll distribute information there about it. Suzanne will be the flute soloist in tonight's 7:30 concert at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, and tickets are still available at WHQR.org. Advance purchase is recommended, but you can also purchase tickets at the door, and we hope to see you there. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@WHQR.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thank you for your feedback.